are falling into place. Sirius spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibility, see more promise, see more progress. This morning we focus on the Siena College Center for Academic Community Engagement. To do so, we welcome Allison Schultz, the director, and Dr. Ruth Castle, the associate director. Thank you both for being here. What a great pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So, Allison, let us begin with you, the mission statement, and give us a sense of what the Siena College Center for Academic Community Engagement is all about.
Sure. So the center is the place on campus where we connect our students, faculty, and administrators with nonprofit organizations in the Capital Region to address issues of social injustice, such as access to housing and health care and economic justice. And in academic community engagement, what that allows us is to get our students to take the skills that they're developing in the classroom into the community to help with the challenges that are ongoing with our nonprofit partners. But it also, and I think more importantly, allows our students to learn about our community and learn about the real challenges that our people are facing in the community.
So what are the challenges in doing just that on campus and in the community?
I think that
The challenges to getting the students out. There are challenges from transportation, logistical challenges, to really helping to make sure that our students are prepared to engage communities and engage them as partners. And so I think that our center does a lot of work to make sure that at all levels we are preparing the students to be with our communities and even preparing our partners and our community organizations that we work with to work with students and to use them to their fullest capacity.
Okay, so the question being about academic community engagement, of what that is, how does that manifest itself?
So I think it, you know, different from just the opportunity to volunteer or to go to participate in a service day, our students are engaging with one organization sometimes for all 4 years that they are at Siena. So they are starting as first-year students, getting their feet wet, both as academics. They're taking courses on campus where they are learning with a group of students together. They are going out into the community, reflecting on the work and the problems that the community faces, and then coming back and speaking about it with professors, with other students on campus. And then they're growing in the program. So as they progress in their 4 years, they're also taking on leadership positions and peer advisor positions to help the students that come behind them.
Give me some examples of those peer positions and where the students have ended up.
You want to take it?
Sure. So the we have a program where students are first start out as tutoring after school in an after school program for children in the community, and then they might take on the role as site supervisor. So they are managing students, say as a sophomore, they might be managing a group of first year and second year students at that site, making sure that they are holding them accountable for getting to the site, for doing their hours, for planning their lessons. And then as they grow into their junior year, they might be developing a new program. For instance, I know we have a student that developed a theater program for the after school for this particular after school program. So she's getting the students involved, developing a script, and putting on a show, a program that wouldn't have been.
And then that will turn into her capstone work, which ends up being some research, best practice work to support all of that. I think it's important to keep our students, to make sure that what we're doing with the community is not burdening the community. It doesn't become another project. And so I think a lot of the ideas of building leadership through these teams is to keep students supporting each other so that we are not creating more burden on community organizations that are already resourced.
So the key to this, and what seems to make a difference and what makes this program unique in a way, is that it's long term, right? That you are looking to do something over a fairly long period of time, so there is continuity.
Exactly. So it's the opportunity for students to be there, really learn the problems, think about the partner and the the people in the community that the partner serves and that they're working with, and really think about the problems they're facing and thinking about ways to help them, and thinking about ways that they can help sustain the organization. And because they are there 8 to 10 hours a week, it does they're having a different kind of impact than if they were just there a few hours.
So we've been talking about, obviously, the benefit from the students. So the benefit on the other side is what? What's the feedback that you've gotten back?
The feedback from our community partners?
Yes, from the partners in the community.
Sure. Well, what we're seeing is the partners really rely on the students to help them build their capacity in the programming that they do.
They find that our students bring a lot of energy to their work. They get to really think creatively about issues that they have in their site. They get to do things that they wouldn't normally have time to do. They get to give to students to kind of grow and foster. We always joke that, you know, you look at the bottom of your weekly staff agenda, look at that thing that you never quite get to.
Right.
You know, our students are really good at those tasks. Mm-hmm. So they get to really grow some of those areas.
Okay, how many students are we talking about?
Well, we directly support about 100 students with the programming in the community, students and postgraduates, actually. And then we serve indirectly more than 200 students a semester who are taking a class or preparing their capstone projects, research projects, in their classes they're working with a community partner. So it's a significant number of students each semester.
And it is voluntary ultimately, though.
It is voluntary.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So I guess that brings me to the question of, do you see this expanding? Do you see this, or is it at basically where you want it right now?
Oh, no.
Let everybody join.
We will continue to expand it. We are looking to expand through some new programming. We're looking to expand through increasing the number of classes that are taught with community partners, mm-hmm. helping more of our students bring their research to the community, and even by working with other campuses across the region. So there's no end to the types of things that we can help work on with our nonprofit partners or even some for-profit partners.
Right. We collaborate extensively with the various academic departments and other centers on campus so that to build our own capacity to help get students into the community, because it would be very difficult to do that all on our own. Would be impossible.
When you think of again the projects that there, you've given some examples, but mm-hmm. it really knows no bounds, right? I mean, it can be anything.
It can be anything. It can be
absolutely.
I mean, it would be a whole nother show if we wanted to go mm-hmm. into a lot of the projects. We've had students for in art, in computer science, in business analytics, in almost any major. I think, my friends always tell me I have one of the coolest jobs out there, and it's actually really true, because it's a very creative area where you can figure out how do they connect in a way that you hadn't thought of, and how do you bring computer science students to an art problem is really kind of interesting. We have students who have made virtual reality tours of a museum, and that required history and creative arts and computer science all to come together and do this. So we give a lot of examples. Go ahead.
No, so internships, part of this?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
The internships, so we do have internships at many different levels. So the program that we're talking about, the Bonner program, is a 4-year internship where the students gain more leadership over time. We also have internships that are attached to a class. So with students who are doing policy internships with us through our Community Policy Institute, and they do a lot of policy briefs and analysis of policies for our partners. And then we are developing a new internship, which is going to help fill a gap that I think we've seen in working with our partners. A lot of our partners have immediate needs. They have problems that can't be addressed. You know, we can't really say, that's really interesting, let's work on it next spring. They really need it now. And so we are developing a new internship with the help of Seymour Fox here,
mm-hmm.
money to create an internship that will fulfill the needs of our partners in the more immediate future. So If a lot of our students come out of their classes with the ability to do strategic plans, communication plans, they come out with strong data analysis techniques, mapping techniques, graphic design. All of our students mm-hmm. have that type of skill that they're coming out of these classes with, and our partners are asking for those same things. So we're creating an internship that I think will help our students be able to work on these smaller projects more on demand.
And then how does it work in its way into a job? How do they get paid?
Well, I will say every time that we are out with our students and our students are presenting, whomever they're presenting will say, is that really an undergraduate? And do they have a resume available?
Because, and when do they graduate?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. They're really impressive. They always impress us. And with their dedication, their commitment, and their ability to bring together what they're learning in the classroom, what they're learning in the community, and sharing that with their peers and with their classmates. And I think it really makes an impact both in the community but also in the classroom. They're true leaders.
How unique a program is this? Or are you aware of like programs on campuses elsewhere?
I work with a lot of other campuses regionally. I think that there's more power in numbers. And mm-hmm. we are somewhat unique in our size and scope in this region. There are a lot of other programs that are working on community-engaged classes, especially in service learning is another way that they call it. But I think to the extent that we do it and the creative ways that we've implemented it, I think Siena is pretty unique. And we're pretty lucky to be in an organization that supports an office like ours, a center like ours, mm-hmm. To be able to do this type of work.
I'm interested in at the completion of the project for the student, of what kind of input what kind of feedback you've gotten from them about the experience and what ultimately they got out of it.
The students?
The students. Very often what we hear from students is how transformative the experience is. I mean, we have students that tell us when they go to interview for summer internships or for full-time positions that the area on the resume that the interviewer really focuses on is the work they're doing through the Center for Academic Community Engagement. And they have a lot to share because they really have great examples, hands-on examples of how they've worked in the community and worked on real issues. And they've also talked about how their leadership skills they've developed in the program have impacted them, kind of bubble over into campus life, into other areas mm-hmm. of campus where they're active. I mean, the students that we work with tend to be very involved in campus, so they're not just students at the center, but they are involved in the Student Senate or the Activities Board or their RAs.
Infinity Clubs.
Right.
Yep.
So they are, I think that the work they're doing with us and the doing in the community is incredibly transformative in the kind of people they develop into.
And this is one of those things that, I mean, the students, you hear this from everybody, not just students, of course, but where will I find time to do that and everything else? You know?
Yeah.
But this is sort of hitting a lot of different bases and makes it worthwhile because it is so important for the networking, the opportunities.
Right. And they really learn how to manage their time. I mean, that's one of the, for our first year students coming in, we spend a lot of time working on time management and how to make it all
sometimes
work.
Sometimes seniors too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Sometimes,
yep.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it all is, it's an amazing program, and links about it, the Siena College Center for Academic Community Engagement, can be found at our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable. And real quick, Ruth, as far as the grant itself and what that's allowed you to do, very helpful, right?
Yes, it's been the amount of time it takes to really build the connections, build the relationships, go out and find the right types of projects, the right types of students. It's allowed us to be able to bring someone on to really focus in on that area and to build this and to help get the students in as well.
Again, links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Allison Schultz, the director, Dr. Ruth Castle, associate director, I thank you both very much for being with us. Best of luck with your efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great
Jeff.
Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
Again, you can find out more information about the Siena College Center for Academic Community Engagement at siena.edu or wamc.org/roundtable. We have the links posted along with this interview. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.